This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two, coming to you live, as it always is, from the Second Call Defense studio. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Indeed. Quality, modularity, indestructibility. The best outside the waistband holster out there today. Check them out. And the concealed carry holster of the Faster program. Lots of accolades. Tacticalholsters.com. Dateline Estero, Florida. There, Deputy Dean Bardes was pursuing a fleeing suspect in a 100-mile-per-hour car chase down Interstate 75 when the suspect abruptly stopped, exited his car, and attacked Bardes after he did the same, according to local WINK News. The suspect, whom the deputy says was armed, got the better of Bardes, who began crying out for help. The officer opened his door, and the guy got out and ran out, grabbed the officer out of his car, and started beating him profusely, throwing him to the ground and punching him in all different directions, according to eyewitness Shanta Holditch. This is what she told station NBC-2. Things were looking sort of dicey for Deputy Bardes. And then a bystander came to the rescue. Shanta Holditch said her husband was honking his horn to try to stop the guy to get some attention from him, and another guy with a blue shirt came out with a gun. The bystander pointed his gun at the suspect and warned him he would fire if he didn't stop attacking the deputy. When the suspect refused, the bystander shot him three times, allowing Bardes to escape. The man later died from his injuries. Bardes avoided being shot and was released from the hospital Monday afternoon after being treated for minor injuries. The identity of the man who saved Bardes hasn't been released, and it's unclear whether the man was a civilian or another officer not in uniform. Originally, they planned an afternoon press conference to release some further details, but that conference was canceled. That has happened more than once, where regular people have saved the police. And it'll happen again, because most of us that carry guns stand with the police. We will back them. Something for everybody to consider. Especially considering there's only 920,000 sworn law officers out there that can carry guns. And that's state, local, and federal, but there's 15 million concealed carry holders out there that have permits. There's 11 or 12 states that allow concealed carry with no permit. It's not a good idea to attack a cop because somebody's going to be there. One of the things the Democrats are considering right now, and the Democrats, obviously they've learned nothing, because we're about to watch the rise of Representative Keith Ellison of Minnesota. This is the guy that Bernie Sanders wants to lead the DNC. This is the only avowed Muslim in Congress. And he has thrown his hat in the ring to lead the DNC. Elizabeth Warren is good with that. Chuck Schumer is good with that. And he also has Harry Reid's endorsement, whatever that means. You know, that guy's headed out the door. So great. You have an unreconstructed socialist and the DNC old guard, all from safe districts in blue states, that think they can establish national political supremacy by installing a figurehead that screams progressivism. And the irony is their motive is to maintain the status quo as far as their own political fortunes are concerned. That is, and keep in mind that's a relative term, to be conservative. What they're actually doing, and by the way, you can find all this with David Kodry at, this is coming off his desk from Amoland. They're showing their desperation. They're also showing they haven't learned a thing about the people who oppose their agenda in that election. And they're going to keep repeating the same thing, expecting, you know, some sort of different result. And that's fine, because that means they're going to double down on their opposition building tactic of insulting Americans who reject their control agenda. They'll continue to smear us as the haters and xenophobes and strengthening the resentment and resolve among the flyover electorate to tell them to get bent. We will have to, you know, live with being called racists and xenophobes because Ellison is not only black, he's a Muslim. It doesn't occur to progressives that most will oppose him because of the policies he advances. Citizen disarmament, ginning up race-based grievances, continued cultural terraforming via a pathway to citizenship for illegal aliens, and accelerated and unvettable refugee resettlement from Islamic regions where beliefs irreconcilable with those of the West are the norm. And this cat will lead the chorus. He will be the director of the entire choir. He'll repeat his condemnation of patriotic Americans who believe in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights as members of extremist anti-government movements, or, as I would like to say, the party in power right now, pal. Now, one thing that is definite is for a progressive, every day is opposite day. So that means he's projecting. Should we examine what kind of extremist ties he has? He is a leader of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, co-founded by Sanders, and the caucus maintains ties with the Communist Party USA and close ties with another progressive group, the Democratic Socialists of America, the domestic arm of Socialist International. The DSA devoted a page on their website until they took it down to try to hide it to hymns glorifying their struggle. Here's one of them. Are You Sleeping, Bourgeois? Traditional American song sung in rounds to the tune of Forever Jaca. Are you sleeping? Are you sleeping? Bourgeois, bourgeois. And when the revolution comes, we'll kill you all with knives and guns. Bourgeois, bourgeois. I know that's going to play really good in Texas. It's going to play. Hey, it's going to play really good in Arizona and in South Carolina and in Virginia. It's going to play great. Do you think it might have something to do with Congressional Progressive Caucus obsession with controlling your guns? Ellison is actually the perfect choice to be the new face of the Democratic National Committee, and it's in the interest of people happy with last Tuesday's results to do what we can to encourage his election. He'll give the progressive true believers what they want in terms of optics. The same out-of-touch old guard will still hold the reins of real party power. Nothing's going to change in terms of reach, exceeding grasp, and flyover voters will continue to, well, they'll have an incentive to oppose lying, and if the truth be known, provincial leftists smearing us as bigots and hicks. So, Howard Dean, you know, you're not going to be in this, buddy, not this time. You don't need to be up there screaming. So, everybody, let's put up, let's send out a tweet on Twitter. Go hashtag Keith Ellison. Another reason his leadership would ensure a radical agenda sure to end in failure. Representative Keith Ellison, I wish Democrats would come out against the Second Amendment. That's something he put out here recently. Way to try to stoke those populist fires, Keith. I wish you well. Godspeed, man. I hope you get what you want. If Schumer's backing you and Warren's backing you, where can you go wrong? Pocahontas is backing you? I don't know. We'll be right back.
stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Looking for the gift that keeps on lifting? Bigfoot Gun Belts offer a full line of steel-reinforced leather gun belts. Crafted with a double layer of rich English bridle leather, these gun belts will support the full weight of even the heaviest handgun. Each Bigfoot gun belt is made with the blood, sweat, and beards of Pacific Northwest craftsmen. Capture your legendary gun belt for as low as $59.88 at BigfootGunBelts.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food storage I love to eat. Yum!
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in a best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, hashtag Nephilim.
Screens right now that shouldn't be here right now. So let's get rid of those. Hey, this is the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is also Lock and Load. The number to get in is 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Oh, yeah, quality. A warranty that is the class act of the entire industry. They'll still be here. They'll still be here. Tactical Holster, every sponsor I've got will survive. That's what I think is cool. Yeah, I have the innovators. Now then, you know, what I was talking about with Ellison, the Democrats already know what caused their complete and total debacle, meltdown, electoral humiliation. It was all those flyover people who voted for Obama twice, but they turned out to be actually racists who demonstrated their racism by not voting for the tired old white lady, too. Now, I'm not going to get out there to try to help out you terrible Democrat clowns by suggesting that your terrible party has a terrible problem and you might want to figure out how to fix it. Hillary did get a lot of votes. Maybe. Unless we count them all. If we count them all, she loses on that too. But right now, until we count them all, she might have a slim majority. And considering that we are not a democracy, but a constitutional republic of equal relevance, is the fact that I own two or three hats. You lost, Democrats, and it's because you suck. And now the rest of you, and the, you know, all the unshaven she-beasts and the spindly femboys could take this opportunity to reflect and, you know, a little introspection following the election instead of retreating to your campus safe space for vegan cookies and some awkward group hugs. You could try to figure out where you went wrong, losing so many voters when you used to, you know, you used to have this sewn up. It used to be a given. The idea is to figure out how you might be able to prevent similar results in the future. Some might call it a post-event analysis. Now, in the Army, for the goatee and scarf gang, that's the one that fights on the ground. We call it an after-action review. Coroners call it an autopsy, and you'll never ever do it because you are liberals and you already have the answers. Everyone is racist, everyone is sexist, everyone is stupid, everyone but you, that is. You're the ones that the racist, sexist, stupid people beat like an NFL player's wife. Speaking of the NFL, have you noticed how its own autopsy of its own dying ratings also seems to have a predetermined outcome, one that studiously avoids any unwelcome conclusions? Well, it's got to be too many ads. No, it's got to be too many penalties. Oh, it's the election. Is anything missing from that? Anything significant to the kind of people who used to like football? Maybe the NFL's coddling of spoiled jerks who disrespect the flag could be leading to this? I don't know. I mean, what kind of uneducated racist moron would object to some gratuitous flag hating? Maybe the kind of people who aren't watching the NFL anymore. And Democrat Party, look at this. This could give you a little insight. Maybe the answer might not be what you want to hear, but it might be what you need to hear. Maybe some of those missing voters think that there are more important things to do than ensuring our tax money gets spent dismembering babies, making heroes out of thugs who got themselves shot, or trying to ensure that grown men can pee freely among little girls. Nah. If Americans outside the blue, you know, the big blue cities don't care about the social obsessions of aging hippies, the indoctrinated millennials, and the frigid feminists, then they're wrong. You can probably fix everything by redoubling your efforts to show them how horrible they are. Call them racist even louder. Call them sexist even more shrilly. Call in Lena Dunham, have her waddle out to rural Pennsylvania to explain why white men need to be exterminated. That'll win back those Trump voting guys and gals. And when they start muttering, there's not enough Rolling Rock in Pittsburgh, that will mean they think she's hot. And don't forget to pay more unemployed deadbeats to march around waving Mexican flags and burning American ones. Normal people love that. The whole hashtag not my president, I hate the Electoral College, yet still I saw Hamilton twice thing is helpful too. Nothing like telling the rest of America, heads we win, tails you lose. Now, we can pretend to respect their opinions when you don't respect their opinions. Well, you know, but I ask you why. They like guns and America and Jesus, and frankly, those things are at best embarrassing, if not downright horrible. Right, Democrats? I mean, hashtag science. And, you know, the hashtag science card, sure, I'll play that. Case closed. Who needs to even talk to the idiots who are clearly too stupid to understand that their role is to rubber stamp the political manifestations of liberal fads and urban mysticism? I mean, some of those people working in fracking just don't understand that despite the ever-growing series of this is it, we're doomed, we really, really, really mean it this time, milestones falling back in society's collective rearview mirror, the weather obsessions of Blue City neurotics are much more important than feeding their families because of hashtag science. No, you can't identify and fix your cheesy party's problems because your ridiculous ideology already compels your conclusions. So why bother assembling and analyzing the facts when you know what the answer will be, what it must be, racism, sexism, homophobia, transphobia, and whatever other faux phobias that come out slinking out of academia to give you an excuse to hector and nag normal people? When your whole party is based on virtue signaling, you don't have a whole lot of options except more virtue signaling. So stick some safety pins on your $600 sweaters, retweet your powerful hashtags, and unfriend anyone who doesn't think exactly like all of you nonconformist rebels. The more adventurous among you liberal brave hearts will courageously call for California secession. I can only hope. And when you come back to report that the corpse of your party is alive and well and that the rumors of the Democrat Party's death have been greatly exaggerated, I'm going to smile because you have 25 Senate seats up in 2018, and many of those are in red states, and the GOP just needs 8 for a filibuster-proof majority. So double down on what you've got. Double down on what you do at this point, the point where I can drive from sea to shining sea without touching a patch of blue. You are doing great. This is swell. Enjoy your party's fake autopsy, because I know, God knows I am. I am enjoying it. Sit back and keep doing the same things you've been doing all along. I love it. Keith Ellison, DNC chairman. Keith Ellison, DNC chairman. Everybody repeat that on the way home. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality and indestructibility and modularity and a whole bunch of other things that end in ITY. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Now then, another group that apparently has not learned from this shellacking they took last week is the mainstream media, the malfeasant mainstream media, the failing mainstream media, the messed up, you get what I'm saying. There are moments when you really have to ask yourself about the mainstream media, especially this week. You know, last week, Monday, I could have given them a pass because they had not been brought to Jesus yet. But now that they have been, I have to wonder, you know, I thought man was the learning animal. But I've got to ask this. Is the media this dense? Because you can't make some of this stuff up. President-elect Donald J. Trump, he decided to have steak with his family at the 21 Club in Manhattan. This is a billionaire who's used to going where he wants, when he wants, however he wants to get there. Okay, the fact that he is now the president-elect, but he's not working yet, is not going to cramp his style. The press seemed a bit anxious that Mr. Trump decided to duck out to spend some time with his family. NBC News and their affiliates noted that he broke protocol. Hitting the president-elect is not being transparent with the press. On their Twitter account, hashtag NBC News, Trump leaves press behind for steak dinner, showing lack of transparency. In a highly unusual move, President-elect Donald Trump on Tuesday night left his Manhattan residence without notifying the reporters covering him or giving him any indication of where he was going. The maneuver seemed to deliberately limit access to the media. The only way the press eventually ascertained his whereabouts was after a Bloomberg reporter, who happened to be dining at the 21 Club, tweeted a photo of Trump and some of his transition team in the Midtown Steakhouse. Trump spokeswoman Hope Hicks later told NBC News he's having dinner with his family. The media covering the president-elect have also not yet been offered briefings on his transition efforts, which was a typical practice for past presidents that allowed the public to keep apprised of the details of the new government. Dana Loesch got out there and said the only scandal about having a steak dinner with family is if anyone ordered their cut well done. It's not like he put emails on a secret server or anything. The Wall Street Journal clarified a point. Ms. Hicks, as they say, told a pool reporter that she wasn't aware of this movement since Mr. Trump was elected on Tuesday. Reporters have been stationed inside the lobby of Trump Tower, where Mr. Trump lives and his headquarters. A protective pool has not yet been set up for Mr. Trump, and once one is, Ms. Hicks told a pool reporter that reporters will have all the access that they've ever had under any president. NBC New York described the importance of the press pool. The White House depends on having journalists nearby at all times to relay the president's first comments on breaking news. A pool of reporters and photographers was in the motorcade when President John F. Kennedy was shot and killed in Dallas. The pool was just steps away from President Ronald Reagan when he was shot outside a hotel in the District of Columbia and was stationed outside his hospital as he recovered. The pool also travels on vacation and foreign trips and at times captures personal historic moments of the presidency. So let's get down to this, shall we? Are you kidding me? Trump, the press, lack of transparency. Hillary Clinton had an unauthorized, unsecure email server from which the FBI discovered classified information when she turned it over last August. They're going to hit Trump for a lack of transparency over having a ribeye. Maybe it was a hanger. Maybe he's, you know, if you've never tried a hanger steak, go try a hanger steak. Remember, I recommended it. Is this a joke, though, NBC? Clinton had 15,000 emails that she didn't turn over. She didn't turn over an email where she said she didn't. Have her personal information to be accessible, which undercuts a convenience talking point that she tried to use to neutralize this fiasco. Almost every aspect of the email defense fell apart throughout the campaign. It was eventually discovered that three emails that had classified information at the time it was sent and received, but wasn't properly marked. And these were SAP, Special Access Protocol. That's big stuff. SAP is big stuff. I have been, in the 80s, I was completely immersed in the military intelligence world, no matter what the oxymoron you may think it is. And I can tell you right now, I had a pretty decent clearance, top secret SCI. I never met anybody with a SAP clearance, ever. And SCI is a very high clearance. So it also turns out that it wasn't true that the State Department allowed this email system to be established. And if Clinton had come to officials about setting up this server, it would have been rejected. So Clinton wasn't really transparent at all regarding an email system that probably put our national security at risk. And you know what? Clinton avoided the press like a plague. For over 250 days, she didn't hold a press conference. In July 2015, at an Independence Day parade in New Hampshire, Team Clinton roped in the press corps like cattle. September 2016, Clinton aide told the press that a traveling corps would be joining her on her plane and said, "I hope this will shut you the hell up." Politico's Glenn Thrush tweeted the exchange. In some cases, the former first lady offered chocolate. to hush up the media. Even CBS This Morning noted in August that Clinton was avoided or had avoided the press since the email fiasco was usually at the top of the list. Heavens, hush up and have a Hershey kiss. The maneuver seemed to deliberately limit access to the media, reported NBC News on Trump's steak escape. So I guess they've forgotten Clinton's warm embrace of their industry and their, you know, their work ethic and all the safety that you get from having that around them. Said nobody. This is not to say that the president-elect has a cozy relationship with the press, but at least he answered questions. These guys kill me. These guys kill me. Hey, listen, if you've ever been in any sort of a fight where you get your head handed to you, normally a, you know, just a regular thinking, rational being is going to sit back and say, you know what? I may need to evaluate what just happened to me. Yeah, I may need to do a little evaluating and look into things. Nobody ever gets out there and looks at themselves in the mirror and sees all the contusions and busted eyes and blood and everything else and goes, I had them the whole time. Except Democrats. Democrats will take at absolute fourth point of contact beating and get out there and say, you know what? What we haven't done is we just haven't done this vociferously enough. We need to let Keith Ellison as the head of the DNC. Go Keith Ellison, hashtag Keith Ellison. No, Howard Dean, we've already had enough of his screaming self. We certainly don't need that big diehard. Besides, he's a white guy. Go, Keith Ellison! We'll be right back.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see two shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, six shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Yes. Word of advice. If you have a Keurig K-Cup maker, keep the old one as long as you can because the new ones take forever to make a cup of coffee. It should not take 5 minutes. I had to have a special delivery envoy bring me a cup of coffee. All right. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Coming brightly and hard and loud from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality and just being completely indestructible and all that other good stuff. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. The one signature. Okay, I got to hit the sneeze. Well, I'm going to have to hit the sneeze button in a second. So everybody stand by for that. The one thing that Obama has gotten done that he said was going to be the end-all, be-all, all conversations would end once this was enacted is the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare. And Tucker Carlson, who's the guy that started DailyCaller.com and everything else, he's now on Fox News. He has his own show there. And he interviewed Ezekiel Emanuel, brother of Chicago Mayor Rahm. And that's probably an interview that Ezekiel wishes that he had not gone to. Carlson. And this is the truth. And I've thought of it in this way before, but I love that he put it together because I find Tucker Carlson to actually know what he's talking about in most cases. He said, Obamacare is the biggest piece of social reorganization passed in our lifetime, and yet it has never, as far as he knew, received majority support. And he asked Ezekiel Emanuel, shouldn't you get buy-in from the public before reorganizing their health care? To which Emanuel responded, the public likes many of the provisions. And Carlson had to admit that, yes, they do. Wait, at that point, Emanuel, because Carlson said, yeah, I guess they do, he wanted to know, wait, did you ask me a question? Let me answer the question, please, a little respect. The only provision that scores under 50% is the mandate. And people haven't understood that if you want no pre-existing disease condition, exclusion or you have to have a mandate. Those are inexplicably linked. The public, of course, would like their cake and eat it too, but you cannot have both of those. Now, at this point, Carlson didn't particularly like that line of things that was going out there. So he said, before you continue to patronize the public, let me just make something clear. The poorest section of our population is young people. In fact, this generation is the poorest generation of its age in three generations. They're the poorest, and yet we're forcing them to buy into the system to subsidize the health care of the old and the sick, which who are also the richest section of our population. Why is that fair? And why would you expect them to like it? Now, this is the point that I found very interesting coming from Emanuel. He said, first of all, young kids are subsidizing the Obamacare plan. If they don't make above 100% of the poverty, they go to Medicaid and they get almost cost-free health care. All right. If that is the case, how do they possibly pay for Obamacare? How many of the millennials actually, if they've gone to college or anything, actually have a job in the degree which they study for? To where they can, you know, buy a house and all that. And if Obamacare was so good and the economy is so just smoking hot, why does Obamacare have a caveat in it to where a child, quote unquote, child, can remain on a parent's plan until they're 26 years old? Unfortunately, Tucker missed those opportunities. I would have been punching the very pencil-necked Ezekiel Emanuel in the neck on that one. But he said they don't think it's a good deal. You're trying to force them to do something they don't want to do. You're telling them it's a good deal, but they don't believe it's a good deal. Why is that? And then Emanuel went into the blame drain right away. A lot of them haven't explored what the deal is. They heard your rhetoric that it's not a good deal, and they haven't actually seen it. Which that that's very telling if you look at that. What Emanuel is signaling there is that if somebody says something in the media, that everybody believes that. That's what they believe. That's what the Democrats and the liberals believe. If the media says it, then you're going to believe it. So if I'm out here saying that Obamacare is a bad deal, by definition, you're just going to believe me with no questions asked. Which I hope you never do. Carlson found this quite amusing. He said, so you're saying that I convinced people that Obamacare isn't as great as it really is. Is that what you're saying? Emanuel tried to argue that it's Congress's fault that President Obama and the Democrats have not been able to enact legislation to tweak and improve the law. But Carlson went after that, too. He said, to add to what you said, the president began this with a speech to a joint session of Congress in 2009 in which he said Obamacare will be the end of the discussion of how to organize health care in this country. Emanuel said that was completely untrue. The president never thought it was going to be perfect on arrival. And then Carlson brought up the exact quote, I'm not the first president to take this up. I am determined to be the last. Nobody believes you, doctor. That's what Carlson said to Ezekiel Emanuel. We all watched this happen, and I'm sorry, you would have much more credibility if you would just say we were kind of wrong about some things. And I would expect more from someone who is an eminent doctor. You know what, Tucker, you had me all the way up to that point. I would expect nothing less from this cat. If he is an MD, why isn't he practicing medicine? Wouldn't it be better for him to actually practice medicine than to decide how other doctors have to practice medicine? Wouldn't that be a gooder thing? Is it more gooder or just gooder? I don't know. Wouldn't that be better, though, if he was actually practicing medicine out there versus, say, I don't know, completely redefining 1/6 of the total economy? You know, Obamacare, one of the things that struck me about Obamacare was that Bill Clinton tried to give Hillary Clinton health care to revamp. And they wanted to do it in secret. And now we've got Pelosi out there still talking the nonsense about, well, you know, the Russians hacked into it. And that's why we lost the election, because the Russians hacked into it. She's the one that came out and said, we have to pass it so we can see what's in it. And listen, I know that there's some people in California that probably listen to the show. Do any of you actually vote for her? Because she is a moron, and she's demented. I know she's up there in age. She probably needs to be institutionalized. I've heard that she's having some re-election issues in the leadership of the minority party. Democrats, you can do a lot better than her. I don't know who you would stick up there. She certainly, she was salivating about being back in charge of the House again. Deluded though she is. Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House. How long did that last? Was that 4 years? That was 4 years of abject hell. I think it was 4 years. I think it was the last 2 years of Bush's presidency and the first 2 years of Obama's. And then we rounded that corner and changed things in 2010. So I don't know. We've got the next hour coming up, and we're going to be welcoming somebody new to the fold, a new affiliate to the show. And that's going to be exciting because I've tried to get in out there for quite some time. Big Gun State, Utah. Politicians. The media and the Democrats have learned nothing. They have learned nothing from the shellacking they took. They've learned nothing from not knowing what they were talking about. And they think you're still idiotic, even though you've already proven to them, no, we're not even listening to you, buddies. That part amuses me to no end. Oh, gosh. Third hour is coming up. I do that all the time. Third hour coming up. When we get back, a new affiliate. Welcome to the fold. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms. Welcome to the Brotherhood. Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to sdi.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.